The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We start with this one from First for Women, Tropical Picks for Standout Style. These are some fashion choices for tropical-looking attire. First, a straw bucket hat fashionably shields the face from the sun's harmful rays. They're showing the H&M straw hat, $25, hm.com. A palm print wide leg pants are ultra lightweight and breezy. These are the Boohoo Plus Palm Print Wide Leg Pants. It's big palm leaves on a white background on pants that have a slight bell bottom. $34 at us.boohoo, B-O-O-H-O-O.com. A colorful clutches strap transforms it into a crossbody. This is from America and Beyond, the Pink Flutter Oasis Clutch Bag. It's got a tropical scene on the front with leaves and butterflies and a parrot or macaw or something. I don't know my birds all that well. And some fringe on the sides. $69 at americaandbeyond.com, americaandbeyond.com. Bedazzled palm earrings add flaw blurring sparkle to the skin. $17. These are the coconut tree earrings from Amazon.com by Long Creek X. Cute little things. Tropical sandals wrap around the ankles to stay put all day. These are the Jessica Simpson Camilla sandals from DSW Shoes, DSW.com, $70. And a satin dress looks luxe but feels like pajamas. This is a satin slip dress from Land's End. It's got spaghetti or thin, not spaghetti, but thin straps. Very nice flowy looking in a pretty tropical print. $90 at landsend.com, L-A-N-D-S-E-N-D.com. From Real Simple, some reading picks. No Filter Family Story Called Sandwich by Catherine Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N, will have you laughing through your tears. It's set during Rocky's annual family vacation on Cape Cod, a tradition now 20 years strong. She's accompanied by her two nearly adult kids, her aging parents, her beloved husband, and her not-so-fun menopausal hormone swings. Feeling every bittersweet moment of this week, she realizes she can no longer hold on to the secrets she's kept from her loved ones. You'll be screenshotting paragraphs of this heartbreakingly honest novel to send to your friends. Some high drama in the suburbs. The book Long Island Compromise, the latest from Taffy Brodesser Ackner, B-R-O-D-E-S-S-E-R-A-K-N-E-R, who also wrote Fleischman is in Trouble. The Fletchers' cushy lives are rocked when Carl the Patriarch is kidnapped, then returned after a week for a major ransom. Almost 40 years later, the parents and three children reunite in their hometown after Carl's mother's death. When they discover that their family fortune doesn't exist, they're forced to confront how dysfunctional they've all felt since the kidnapping. The result is a delicious succession-esque saga about the complex impact of wealth. A heartfelt coming-of-age novel. Homa and Ellie are seven when they meet at school in the 1950s in a low-income area of Tehran, where Ellie and her mother have moved after her father's death. The girls dream of how their lives will play out as women, but soon Ellie returns to her upper-class life, setting the girls on different paths. Years later, during Iran's political upheaval, their lives collide in a way that will change them forever. The Lion Women of Tehran is the book by Marjan Kamali, K-A-M-A-L-I. It's a moving story about the transformative power of childhood friendships. A beach read with depth, Phoebe Stone's life is falling apart. She's wanted to visit this historic Cornwall Inn in Rhode Island for years. So she books a room and goes. While she waits to check in, the people in the lobby assume she's there for the same reason they are, the wedding. Turns out she's the only guest not attending. The capital B bride isn't happy about it. Hadn't she booked the whole place? But then she and Phoebe start talking. The Wedding People is the book by Alison Espach, E-S-P-A-C-H. It's full of witty dialogue and lovingly imperfect characters you'll root for till the end. Page-Turning Suspense, The God of the Woods, is the book by Liz Moore, M-O-O-R-E. Takes place in the Adirondacks during the 1970s. At a summer camp, a 13-year-old girl has gone missing. She's the daughter of the Van Lars, the wealthy family who owns the camp and employs much of the community. Oddly, more than a decade later, her older brother had disappeared into the same forest and was never found. As the town converges to find the girl, long-held suspicions about the family arise. Clear Your Afternoon, this absorbing story, told by a compelling cast of characters, is unputdownable. A globe-trotting tale called They Dream in Gold by Mai Senar, S-E-N-N-A-A-R. It's her debut novel. Opens with Bonnie, a young American living in the Swiss countryside in 1969. She's desperate to hear from Mansour, the father of her unborn child, who left 3 months ago with his band for a gig in Spain. Nobody's heard from him, including his mother and aunts, who share a home with Bonnie, and are planning the opening of their Senegalese restaurant. As the women probe what happened, an around-the-world adventure ensues, exploring how our geographic history shapes us. Then an epic journey through time. Akyukta and her wife are Brooklynites who are thinking about having a baby. But Akyukta can't move forward without revealing a centuries-old tradition that's never been shared outside her family. The women inherit a mysterious tapestry that lets them relive the experiences of their female ancestors, good and bad, to understand and pass on their stories, a powerful tale of mothers and daughters that spans India across generations. The book, A Thousand Times Before, by Asha Thanki, T-H-A-N-K-I, beautifully illustrates the ripple effect our choices make. From Good Housekeeping, pick a fresh scent. Swap out warm, rich fragrances for something lighter, like these perfumes blooming with invigorating notes of garden herbs and even veggies. There are three options. Cool Cucumber. Like a refreshing drink for your senses on a steamy day, this water-based spritz features a mix of airy floral notes such as peony, water lily, and then dewy hints of just-picked cucumber. It's the Clean Reserve H2O Water, EAU, Water Lotus, $110 at Sephora. How about an earthy sage option? The lush herbs' rich, almost musky scent brings softness and depth to these fragrances, starring fruity elements like citrus and fig. It's the Jo Malone London Yuzu Zest Cologne, $115, from jomalone.com, and Finery Mystic Figures Eau de Parfum, $37 at Target. Now we're in my price range. A juicy tomato option, inspired by the slightly sweet herbaceous aroma of sun-warmed tomato fields. This perfume melds a tomato leaf accord with tart mandarin and green moss. It's the Maison Margiela Fragrances Replica from the Garden Eau de Toilette, $85 at Sephora. You can look at them on Sephora.com, Sephora.com. From First for Women, Fast Pain Relief Naturally. Dodge warm weather aches with these simple strategies. Morning stretching to ease muscle aches. The next time you wake up feeling stiff and sore after a busy day in the garden, do 10 minutes of deep, soothing stretches before climbing out of your cozy bed. Research out of Pennsylvania's DeSales University suggests that even simple stretching exercises can quickly boost the flow of healing, oxygen-rich blood to achy tissues, limbering up tight, sore muscles. And if you do it daily, you'll feel up to 80% more flexible. To get the perks, try slow neck rolls, arm stretches, shoulder scrunches, and back arches. Then lift your legs in the air and pretend you're pedaling a bike. Hammock time eases back pain. Days packed with seasonal fun can double your risk of back pain, but Norwegian scientists say carving out 30 minutes daily to relax outside calms spasming muscles and energizes immune cells. The result? You'll reduce stiffness and aches by 60% and heal three times faster. Well, I'm all about the relaxing on the hammock. A chilly dip tames foot pain. A busy spring day can leave your feet swollen and achy by evening. The good news? Slipping your tootsies into a cool creek, pond, or even a chilly foot bath and slowly stretching and wiggling your toes while they're underwater can ease even throbbing foot pain in 8 minutes. Chinese scientists say the quick cooling of tissues calms pain nerves, and rhythmic toe wiggles create a pumping action in the lymphatic system to flush away inflammatory wastes. A ginger salve quiets creaky knees. Rubbing diluted ginger oil on achy knees can bring relief by morning and halve your risk of stiffness and pain if you do it three times daily. Say Spanish investigators, that's because ginger compounds switch off the inflammation-fueling COX-2 enzyme as effectively as painkillers. To do, mix 50 drops of ginger essential oil into half cup of any carrier oil in a glass jar. Store in a cool, dark place. I think by carrier oil, I think they mean like an olive or a canola, something like that, just another oil. To calm a GI upset, a shin squeeze. From fresh strawberries, rhubarb, and asparagus to thick, juicy steaks on the grill, we're officially entering the season of delicious warm weather treats. Well, we're well in it. And if a big, yummy feast leaves you feeling bloated, queasy, and ugh, a DIY acupressure treatment could soothe your symptoms in 5 minutes. Scientists reporting in the journal Frontiers in Neuroscience say shin massages stimulate acupressure points that encourage digestive enzymes to release, relaxing spasming muscles, plus help food pass more quickly into the small intestine. The easy how-to? Start at the bottom of your legs and slowly work up to your knees, massaging along both sides of your shin bones using firm pressure and small circular motions. And last, a pre-meal sip halts headaches. Mild dehydration is one of the leading causes of warm weather headaches. And when it comes to preventing these pain flares, when you drink water could be much more important than how much you drink. The reason? New Zealand researchers say water is absorbed 75% faster and more effectively if you sip it on an empty stomach. And drinking 12 ounces this way can dial down headache pain as fast as over-the-counter meds. From Woman's Day, rock your world. For Climb a Mountain Day, July 30th, we're highlighting 64-year-old mountaineer Lilia Lenovskaya, reportedly the oldest woman to have scaled K2, the second highest mountain on Earth. Climbing is a process of self-discovery and improvement that will enrich your life far beyond the mountains, said Lilia, who started climbing at age 50. If this sport piques your interest, here's her advice for beginners. Focus on cardiovascular fitness. Cardio is essential for building endurance, Integrate running, long hikes, and uphill walking into your regular fitness routine. This will improve your stamina and serve you well on longer expeditions. Train your mind. Mental toughness is as critical as physical strength. Learn to push through mental barriers, and remember that your body can handle much more than you might initially believe it can. Build a support network. Join climbing clubs and attend meetups to connect with other climbers. A network of like-minded individuals and the support of family members can be incredibly motivating. And celebrate small wins. Progress in mountaineering can be slow and requires patience and persistence. Every hill or mountain climbed moves you forward. From First for Women, Simple Joys. Kick off your week with a little love, laughter, and fun. This week's delight, lend your ears. Johnny Cash's music was a staple in my house growing up, says Patty Bonteco, First executive editor. From Walk the Line to Ring of Fire, his music was always on. So when my sister told me 11 unreleased songs appear on Cash's posthumous album, Songwriter, out now, I had to get it. His son, John Carter Cash, brought this project to life and noted, "We went straight to the roots. We built it as if Dad was in the room." Hearing Cash's voice on the new album brought me back to my childhood. For more information on Songwriter, out now, visit johnnycash.com, johnnycash.com. From First for Women, grill for less all summer long. Hosting backyard get-togethers can be fun but costly, especially with ever-rising meat prices. Some barbecue pros' tricks to save. Swap pricey ribs for slow-cooked chucks. Rather than buying pricey cuts like ribs at $11 a pound, opt for beef chuck at $3.98 a pound and pork shoulder as little as $1.39 a pound. The trick to enjoying these cheaper cuts? Adding a dry rub and smoking them low and slow until they're falling apart. Save even more by making your own rub with a half cup each of brown sugar and paprika. 1 tablespoon each, salt, pepper, garlic, onion, and chili powders, all mixed in a jar or a baggie. Use about 1 tablespoon of rub per pound of meat. Buy bone-in cuts for great deals. When it comes to grilling, bone-in meat is usually the best deal going. These cuts are cheaper because they take less processing time. You do the work at home, and therefore cost less to produce. But these cuts can actually be more tender because more fat and tissue is left in place to melt on the grill. For example, bone-in ribeye steak can cost $10 a pound, while boneless ribeye steak costs about $13 per pound. Grilling the bone-in steak provides much more flavor for even less money. Opt for this patio rule for tasty burgers. According to a poll by Traeger, hamburgers are the most popular meat for barbecuing. For the most best burger, go for the 80-20 rule, 80% lean meat, 20% fat, over the pricier 90-10. The higher fat content adds flavor to the meat, resulting in a juicier burger. The fat also helps hold the burger together and creates a more desirable texture. You'll likely pay just $3 a pound over $6 for the 90-10 option. The cost of beefsteaks, by the way, are up 10.7% per the latest Consumer Price Index report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Two more tips, baste with butter to get Lux flavor for less. More affordable steaks like Top Round, Top Sirloin, and Eye of Round are all $3 cheaper per pound than sirloin, which is usually $9 per pound. This means cheaper cuts of steak are leaner or have less marbling or streaks of fat. Basting with butter is a great way to infuse fat and flavor at the same time. As you take your steak off the grill and put it on the plate to let it rest, put a knob of butter or even butter you've added fresh herbs to on the meat and let it melt. Your steak will taste amazing. And serve sauces on the side. One tip that shows you no good barbecue, Don't sauce up your meats while you're cooking them. It burns black in the heat and undermines the flavor. Serve sauces on the side instead, and you'll save money by having to buy less of it. Just warm any sauces before serving by placing bottles in a bowl of hot water for a few minutes. This is what the pros do because it perks up the flavor without cooling off the meat. From First for Women in Focus this time is raspberries. Add these ruby red gems to smoothies, salads, and more. Raspberries contain more fiber than any other berry, and fiber regulates cholesterol, improves gut health, and reduces constipation. To prevent a mushy mess, rinse your berries right before eating or using. And for storage, lay berries in a single layer on paper towel-lined plate or baking sheet and store in the fridge. Some easy ideas. Brownie Bliss. Mix one 18.3-ounce package of brownie mix, half cup of oil, a quarter cup of water, and two eggs. Fold in one cup of raspberries. Bake in a greased 8-inch square pan at 350 for 25 minutes. Rise and Shine. Mix 4 cups coconut milk, 2 cups oats, 2 cups raspberries, 1 cup of vanilla Greek yogurt, and a quarter cup of honey. Transfer into 4 jars, seal, and chill overnight for 4 great breakfasts. And a sweet sip. In a blender, puree 1.5 cups almond milk, 2 cups of raspberries, 1 frozen banana, 2 tablespoons honey, and 1 teaspoon lemon juice. Pour into 2 tall glasses. From Woman's Day, we'll keep the sweet tooth thing going. Oreo cookie skillet. Active time is 5 minutes, total is 10. Serve 6 to 8 people. We need 1 16.5-ounce package of chocolate chip cookie dough, 10 chocolate sandwich cookies, we used Oreos, broken into large pieces, 1 cup of mini marshmallows, ice cream for serving. This is delicious if you're close to a freezer. Prepare a campfire. Place a grill over the fire. Pull off chunks of cookie dough and arrange in a large cast iron skillet. Scatter on the Oreos, then marshmallows. Cover the skillet with foil. Place on the grill grate over direct heat, part of the grill grate with embers underneath. And cook until edges begin to turn deep golden brown, 7 to 9 minutes. Check earlier if you smell it starting to burn. Transfer skillet to a heat-proof surface and let cool for 5 minutes. The top will then firm up as it cools. Remove the foil and serve with ice cream if desired. It says there's a tip. Don't wait until the center turns golden. The rest will burn before it does. Also, be sure to keep the marshmallows at the top. And First for Women, cucumber mint sorbet. Active time is 20 minutes. Total time, 2 to 3 hours. And this serves 3 to 4 people. We need 3/4 cup sugar, 3 medium cucumbers, peeled, halved, and seeded, 1/4 cup roughly chopped mint leaves, plus more for garnish, 3 tablespoons fresh lemon juice. Bring the sugar and 1 cup of water to a boil in a medium saucepan. Reduce the heat to low and cook for 3 to 5 minutes, stirring occasionally until the sugar has completely dissolved. Pour into a bowl to cool about 10 minutes. Place the cucumbers, mint leaves, and lemon juice in a blender or food processor and blend till smooth. Add the cooled syrup and continue to blend until very smooth. Pour the mixture into a small cake pan and place in the freezer for 30 minutes. Remove the pan from the freezer, then stir and break up the sorbet with a fork. Smooth the top before returning the pan to the freezer for another 30 minutes. Repeat this previous step about stirring it and putting it back in the freezer until completely frozen through 3 to 4 more times. Then use an ice cream scoop to serve. Garnish with fresh mint leaves. From Magnolia, plaki, that's P-L-A-K-I, style fish with tomatoes and zucchini, which should be coming in pretty good right now in people's gardens. Prep time, 15 minutes. Cook time is 6. Bake time, 10. And this makes 6 servings. We need 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 medium leek, trimmed and halved lengthwise, white and light green portions sliced, about a cup's worth. 8 ounces zucchini, halved lengthwise and thinly sliced crosswise, that's about 2 cups. 2 cups chopped seeded tomatoes, 1/2 cup of dry white wine, 4 cloves garlic, coarsely chopped, 2 teaspoons chopped fresh oregano, 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 1.5 pounds firm whitefish fillets, such as halibut, cod, or swordfish, 1 inch thick, crumbled feta cheese, optional, and lemon wedges. Preheat oven to 400. In an extra large oven-safe skillet, heat oil over medium. Add leek. Cook and stir 1 to 2 minutes or until wilted. Stir in zucchini, tomatoes, wine, garlic, oregano, 1/2 teaspoon of the salt, and 1/4 teaspoon of the pepper. Cook about 5 minutes or until veggies are just tender. Remove skillet from the heat. Remove sauce mixture from the skillet. Add fish to the skillet. Sprinkle with the remaining 1/4 teaspoon salt and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Spoon the sauce mixture over the fish. Place the skillet in the oven. Bake 10 to 15 minutes or until the fish flakes easily. If you like, sprinkle with feta and additional fresh oregano. Serve with lemon wedges. From First for Women, serving a zesty citrus punch is the perfect way to cool down guests and make them feel welcome. To do, add 2 sliced oranges and 3/4 cup of vodka to a pitcher. Then fill to the top with lemonade. Chill overnight. Before serving, strain the mixture into a carafe, pour into ice-filled glasses, and then garnish with extra orange slices. We're still on citrus here. Squeeze this to clean your microwave. An easy hack for a sparkling microwave. No scrubbing required. Add 1/2 cup of water to a microwave-safe bowl. Cut a lemon in half. Squeeze the juice into the water. Add lemon halves to the bowl and microwave until the liquid boils, about 4 minutes. The steam loosens dirt and the citric acid breaks down grease, so you can wipe it all right off. Nice. We've about run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.